Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. The sun has come out and the rain has stopped. They threw the first pitch out. Pensacola's taking on Columbus. The world is okay. How's that set things up for you, Austin?
That's a booming start to this hour, my friend.
Okay, let's go ahead and dive into it. Three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the final aesthetic design concepts for the proposed Reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and Apartment Development at Community Maritime Park will be reviewed next week. Inspired Communities of Florida meets with the Pensacola Planning Board on Tuesday to obtain its review on the proposed 15-story apartment building and the 10-story hotel complex. The Planning Board gave initial approval to the concept back in March.
And fake weather news is beginning to surface across the internet. And no, a tropical depression is not stirring in the Gulf of America or in the Caribbean. None of the reputable forecast models show a realistic chance of anything tropical forming in the Atlantic through mid-month. Hurricane season has gotten too commercial, and with that, there's many bad actors out there who are trying to profit from scaring you.
Okay, here's the third story. And by the way, we picked up on that story from South Florida today. They're having a lot of folks down there trying to spread the fake news. Oh, the storm's coming. There ain't no storm coming. Okay, here's the third story. Leaders from Escambia County and the city of Pensacola met this morning at the Committee of the Whole meeting to discuss the future of the old Baptist Hospital building. The talks targeted the topic of demolition. Boy, the county and city are really apart on this one. City of Pensacola planning to demo the site and turn it into housing. Well, Mayor Reeve says this is an important project for both the city and the county. More to come on this subject, I promise you.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, with it being 6:14 here, we'll just squeeze in a couple more of these. The Central Town Council exploring options to repair and upgrade the town's splash pad, which has been non-functional for nearly a year now. Officials say repairs are being complicated by a lack of electricity due to a fire in the control panel at the nearby softball fields. Interim Town Manager Howard Brown has suggested obtaining quotes from licensed contractors, and he says town staff may not be sufficient for the job.
Okay, Pensacola officials are looking into parade route changes for some of the smaller attended parades throughout the year. PPD's Mike Wood says it's a change that really has been needed for quite a while.
It does cost a lot of money to have these intersections, have officers in these intersections, and the ones that we do know over the years that there are lighter parades and there are heavier parades as far as attendance goes. And changing the route for the lighter ones is something that's being looked into. The command staff is in collaboration with the mayor's office to see if we can get something done about that.
Okay, the city's looking at switching some parades to run down Bayfront Parkway instead of the standard route, which involves closing off quite a bit of the downtown area, including Garden and Palafox Street. 6:15. Austin Price moving in, has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, luckily, not much going on here. Towards the last bit of the last hour, it was looking like there was going to be some mayhem here. Luckily, it kind of died down.
Looking good out there.
Yes, looking very good. We still have some backups on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but that is to be expected. Outside of that, there shouldn't be anything holding you up. As for the weather, we have dropped to 77 degrees. That's special because that is the low for this evening. So, put on your parkas. Tomorrow, there are going to be some rain chances with a high of 88 and a low of 78.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, Florida will need to pick a new governor next year. Could Democrats in the state turn once again to a former Republican to try winning back the governor's seat? Evan Brown reports this afternoon from Miami.
David Jolly used to be a congressman from Florida. He also used to be a Republican who, starting in 2016, put himself solidly in the Never Trump camp. But as of earlier this year, Jolly is a registered Democrat. And now he wants his new party to nominate him to run for governor next year.
What I do know from rooms like this is we're probably number one in knowing we want change. We want change.
Jolly speaking at a town hall meeting. Democrats haven't had a governor in Florida since Buddy McKay left office in 1999. Former Republican Governor Charlie Crist tried twice to run for the job again as a Democrat, losing both times. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And lawmakers back in Tallahassee to get a budget deal done in time for the new fiscal year, which starts July 1st. Governor Ron DeSantis says he has proposed a 25% pay raise for state firefighters, and the House did not have any money for that in their current plan, but the Senate has some. DeSantis was in Palm Beach County to sign the Firefighter Health and Safety Bill into law. He says it strengthens Florida's commitment to the health and safety of firefighters by updating the Florida Firefighters Occupational Safety and Health Act.
617, News Radio 92.3. Talk about some banned book issues here. Really is cranking back up again. The Florida School District facing pressure from the state to remove certain books from their classrooms. Here's Evan Moon from Tampa.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer sent a letter to Hillsborough County Superintendent Van Ayers asking for immediate removal of what he calls patently pornographic books. The letter prompting a new round of hundreds of books to be reviewed or removed from classrooms, which board members say could cost $500,000. Florida Education Commissioner Manny Diaz also asked Superintendent Ayers down to Miami this Wednesday to explain why these books have yet to be removed in Hillsborough County. But parents disagree with the push.
Some of the books called out by the state include well-known titles like Call Me By Your Name and What Girls Are Made Of.
And Florida is appealing a federal court ruling that blocked a 2023 law aimed at preventing children from attending drag shows. Attorney General James Uthmeyer has requested a rehearing from the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing that the law is necessary to protect minors from adult performances. This is despite critics claiming it's overly vague and infringes on First Amendment rights. The appeal comes as the court also considers another case regarding a drag show in Naples, where the city seeks to impose restrictions.
Okay, a recently enacted law in Florida is put on hold while the legal process plays out. John Saucier has more on the story.
The law would ban social media accounts for young children. It was already signed by Governor Ron DeSantis last year and was one of the most restrictive social media bans in the country. Now U.S. District Judge Mark Walker has put it on hold while a legal challenge to the law plays out. This measure would ban social media accounts for anyone under the age of 14 and require parental permission for use by 14 and 15-year-olds. Multiple communications groups filed a lawsuit against this law. And in his ruling, Judge Walker says the law is most likely unconstitutional. John Saucier, Fox News.
And two people and a dog are said to be okay after escaping from a small plane that plunged into the Indian River in Melbourne Beach. Officials said the crash happened yesterday in the Indian River Lagoon. The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says a good Samaritan helped save everyone on board. Thank goodness for him. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Knocking on the door at 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a few minutes with some hard-hitting national headlines for you as we ease you into the bottom of the hour Fox News update. That coming up in just a few minutes right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com and be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Stop by the Palafox Market Saturday mornings. Stroll and check out our local artisans' crafts and handiwork, locally grown produce, and freshly baked breads, goodies, and other foods. All along North Palafox from 9 till 2. Join the World Ocean Day celebration hosted by the Perdido Key Chamber at Perdido Key Community Center from 9 till 3. It's a day for all ages to explore and learn. More at visitperdido.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
We have a job to do out here today. To be a winning team, you have to work like a winning team.
My team depends on me.
And my team is 50,000 strong.
This is the Action Team. High school students and Major League Baseball players working together to train and inspire the next generation of volunteers.
I'm LaTroy Hawkins.
I'm Craig Kimbrell, and we're on the team.
The Action Team.
Our team is the Action Team. Get in on the action at actionteam.org. Are you in?
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, more people signed up for unemployment benefits last week. Jenny Casola, she has those numbers for us.
Unemployment claims rose by 8,000 last week to 247,000. It's the highest level in 8 months. The number of people remaining on benefits continuing claims declined, but remained over 1.9 million in the reading for the previous week. The monthly employment report for May is released on Friday morning. Economists are estimating 130,000 new jobs created, with the unemployment rate remaining at 4.2%. There are signs of the job market cooling. Payroll processing company ADP reported just 37,000 new jobs created by private employers in May. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Okay, ahead of the release of the May jobs report, which you just heard, the stocks ended down today. Here's Jerry Willis.
Stocks slip in choppy trading as investors eye trade and jobs data. At the close, the Dow down 108 points, the S&P off by 31, the NASDAQ down 162. Tesla dragged down both its S&P and NASDAQ as founder Elon Musk sparred publicly with the president about his big, beautiful bill. Tesla shares were down 14%. Meanwhile, the president discussing trade and rare earth materials in a call with China President Xi. The president describing negotiations as being, quote, in very good shape with China and the trade deal. All eyes tomorrow will be on the May jobs report. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
625, Austin Price. Take a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we got some backups on Navarre Parkway. That's going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Luckily, though, there's not too much holding you up beyond that. And even that area should not back you up for too long. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 77 degrees. That is our low for this evening. Going to have some rain chances linger around tonight, bleed into your Friday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Okay, we all know that the storm is not going to really materialize, especially moving up the East Coast. It was really, they were painting a much more despairing picture than it really is. Let me just kind of give you what we're talking about here. Nice local snapshot. We're going to go to a national snapshot in a second. This is the setup. The non-tropical low-pressure area, the Hurricane Center started monitoring earlier this week. Looks like it's going to move inland over South Carolina before it has a chance to develop into a subtropical or tropical storm, which means Charleston, South Carolina, getting some bad weather, going through some unpredictable weather. Fox's Katie Byrne, she's there with more.
It's either sunny or downpouring in Charleston on Thursday. Just depends on when you step outside. We've seen downpours sending people running for cover. In a matter of minutes, water flooded the streets near the Charleston City Market. Locals say weather like this, though, is part of living in the low country this time of year. Ahead of the rain, the city of Charleston sent crews out to clear storm drains. And along the Battery, a project raising the seawall 2 feet higher was just completed. And more are underway in an ongoing effort to protect Charleston's peninsula from flooding. In Charleston, South Carolina, Katie Byrne, Fox Weather.
And a man accused in the anti-Semitic fire attack in Colorado is appearing in court this afternoon. Mohammed Sabri Solomon, accused of injuring 15 people and a dog by using a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails on a group calling for the release of Israeli hostages. His court appearance came after a federal judge blocked the deportation of Solomon's wife and five children last night.
Former President Joe Biden is responding publicly to allegations that he was experiencing cognitive decline during his time in office. As the White House and House Republicans step up their investigations, Peter Ducey's at the White House this afternoon.
President Biden's office tells us this. Let me be clear. I made the decisions during my presidency. I made the decisions about the pardons, executive orders, legislation, and proclamations. Any suggestion that I didn't is ridiculous and false. But the current president, Trump, ordered the DOJ with a new memo last night to investigate if former President Biden's aides abused the power of presidential signatures to conceal Biden's cognitive decline and assert Article 2 authority. There are now five more senior staffers being asked to appear for interviews about the president's mental health. Michael Donilon, Anita Dunn, Ron Klain, Bruce Reed, Steve Ricchetti.
And a woman's claim that she was discriminated against at work because she's heterosexual is being revived by the Supreme Court. The justices ruled unanimously, and it could create an easier path in some areas of the U.S. for people in majority groups to bring discrimination claims. Marlian Ames sued the Ohio Department of Youth Services after a lesbian was given a promotion that she had applied for.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Columbia University being accused of multiple Title VI violations by the Trump administration. Nate Foy has more from NYC.
The Trump administration is threatening to strip Columbia University of its accreditation. The Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights notified the university's accreditor that Columbia is in violation of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act by failing to protect Jewish students on campus during anti-Israel protests. The Education Department found the school acted with, quote, deliberate indifference toward the harassment of Jewish students. Columbia says it addressed those concerns directly with its accreditor. It remains committed to fighting anti-Semitism on campus. If the school loses its accreditation, students there would no longer receive federal loans or grants. In New York, Nate Foy, Fox News.
And a search continues for a father accused of kidnapping and murdering his three young daughters in Washington State. Local police said detectives are running on little sleep as they continue their search for Travis Decker. A reported possible sighting of Decker in Idaho yesterday afternoon was likely a false alarm.
629 News Radio 92.3, President Trump and China's president talking on the phone today for over an hour. Not much accomplished, but they talked. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
President Trump said the two talked almost entirely about trade and that there should no longer be any question respecting the complexity of rare earth products. He said Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and Trade Representative Jamison Greer will all represent the U.S. in upcoming talks with Chinese officials, and that both he and Xi Jinping invited each other to visit their respective countries. Now, Chinese state media said President Xi told President Trump that the U.S. should cancel negative measures against China, that a consensus was already reached and each side should abide by it. Xi also apparently told President Trump to handle Taiwan carefully. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And citizens from a dozen countries are being banned from traveling to the U.S. by President Trump. The proclamation signed Wednesday evening fully restricts and limits the entry of nationals from 12 countries, including Afghanistan, Iran, Haiti, Somalia, and Sudan.
Okay, gas prices slightly higher. Let me check it out here in Escambia. 382 in, let's see, 275 in Cantonment, 279 in Gulf Breeze. 5 minutes coming up, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. President Trump and one-time ally Elon Musk are in a major feud with the two trading barbs on social media. Fox's Rich Edson reports one post from Musk is getting plenty of attention.
Quote, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. This is the real reason they've not been made public.
Musk is still at it. He recently posted that President Trump's tariffs are going to cause a recession in the second half of this year.
It started with Musk's criticism of the president's so-called Big Beautiful Bill. The Massachusetts teen arrested by ICE on Saturday while driving to volleyball practice has been released. Marcelo Gomes de Silva comments on the conditions of the ICE facility.
I was in a room with a bunch of 35-year-old men, and those rooms were small compared to the size of like how many men were there. There was like 40 men in there.
ICE agents say they were looking for his father, who owns the car he was driving. America's listening to Fox News.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
That's what we got. The final aesthetic design concepts for the proposed reverb by Hard Rock Hotel and apartment development at Community Maritime Park will be reviewed next week. Inspired Communities of Florida met with the Pensacola Planning Board on Tuesday to obtain its review on the proposed 15-story apartment building and 10-story hotel complex. The Planning Board gave initial approval to the concept back in March.
Okay, in the second story, fake weather news beginning to surface across the internet. And nope. There's no tropical depression, not stirring the Gulf of America or in the Caribbean Sea. None of the reputable forecast models show a realistic chance of anything tropical forming in the Atlantic through mid-month. Hurricane officials are saying, you know, hurricane season's gotten too commercial, and there are too many bad actors out there trying to profit from scaring the heck out of people.
Yeah, that's not cool. In your third and final top story this afternoon, leaders from Escambia County and the city of Pensacola met this morning at the Committee of the Whole to discuss the future of the Old Baptist Hospital building. The talks targeted the topic of demolition. The city of Pensacola is planning to demo the site and turn it into housing. Mayor D.C. Reeves says this is an important project for both the city and the entire county.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Back to Nugent Hopkins. McDavid. It's gone. Scores! Leon Draisaitl. Game one hero.
On Sportsnet, the Stanley Cup final underway. Game one in Edmonton. The Oilers beat the Panthers 4-3 in overtime. Leon Draisaitl, who had given the Oilers a 1-0 lead before the Panthers scored three in a row, won Game 1 with 31 seconds left in the first overtime. Game 2 is tomorrow in Edmonton. The NBA Finals get underway this evening, 8:30 Eastern Time in Oklahoma City, between the Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. OKC favored to win Game 1 tonight by 9.5 points. The Thunder enter the series as a 1-7 money line favorite, which means at the FanDuel Sportsbook, one would have to wager $7 on the Thunder just to win $1 in profit. The Phoenix Suns have a new head coach. It's Jordan Ott, who had been an assistant coach with the Cleveland Cavaliers and has been assistant in the NBA since 2012. Jordan Ott becomes the fourth head coach in four seasons for the Suns. Women's College World Series Game 1, Texas beat Texas A&M 2-1 on Reese Atwood's two-run single in the bottom of the sixth. She swung on a 3-0 pitch of an intentional walk attempt and connected. The Longhorns can win their first national softball title tonight.
Here we go with Zaydon, who's had an enormous series, but 0-4 today. The pitch to him is driven down the right field line toward the pesky pole, slicing, and it is gone! A home run inside the pesky pole! Zaydon, say good night! The Red Sox beat the Angels 11-9!
A WEEI. Zaydon Rafaela hit what was the shortest walk-off home run in the major leagues since home run distances began to get tracked in 2015. Red Sox rallied from four deficits and beat the Angels 11-9. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, and since we heard in some of that spiel talk about the NBA Finals, well, game one of the finals between the Pacers and Thunder, you can hear coverage of that right now, actually, on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app, which is absolutely free.
Yeah, why don't you hold off before you throw the dial there, 23 minutes. Give us 23 more minutes before you go flipping any
game
dials.
Game hasn't tipped yet. Give us some more time first.
Okay, a legendary quarterback has finally made a decision about his future. Kind of a surprise to a lot of folks.
No,
here's Joe Morgan.
Four-time MVP Aaron Rodgers has informed the Steelers he plans to join the team for the 2025 season, according to multiple reports. Rodgers will reportedly fly to Pittsburgh on Friday ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. The move ends months of speculation after Rodgers was released by the Jets following two disappointing seasons. His first game in the black and gold against the Jets at MetLife Stadium in week one. Rodgers will now play for head coach Mike Tomlin as the Steelers continue to try and find an answer at the quarterback position. Rodgers is likely to be the fifth different week one quarterback in Pittsburgh in as many seasons. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I really hope I'm just not giving that guy enough credit and we end up winning the Super Bowl.
Listen, I know you're I know you're a Steelers fan. So what's your overall thought of this process? I mean, they got five quarterbacks up there.
Here's the deal.
Okay, let me sit down and listen to this one.
I understand why they are signing him. The problem is, I did not appreciate how they let the two decent, not great, but decent quarterbacks we had last year who had proven that they deserved another chance. We let them walk, even though we had them for a pretty cheap price. Even if we had to pay them more, what's the big deal? Like, we're only getting Aaron Rodgers for 1 year, so it's not like we're forking out tons of money for him. It was dumb. If people didn't like Russell Wilson, I've always said, we've got an older, whinier, more injury-prone version of Russell Wilson right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing the voice of reason this afternoon.
Yep. I tell it like it is.
Okay, Boston's NHL team has decided on new leadership. Yeah, we're talking about the Bruins here. Here's Jared Max.
The Boston Bruins have named one-time Bruins forward, 46-year-old Marco Sturm, as their new head coach. Third coach since November. Sturm will take over behind the Bruins bench next season to replace Joe Sacco, who had served as interim coach this season after the Bruins had fired Jim Montgomery 20 games into the season. Montgomery now the coach of the St. Louis Blues. Marco Sturm played five of his 15 NHL seasons in Boston. Bruins general manager Don Sweeney said, "We were looking for a communicator and leader, someone who connects with players, develops young talent, and earns the respect of the room. Marco impressed us at every step with his preparation, clarity, and passion." The Bruins missed the playoffs this year for the first time in 9 seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
And a Kobe and Gianna Bryant mural that was recently restored is covered in graffiti again. The mural in downtown L.A. was vandalized again sometime this week, and it was marking the second time it's happened in just about a month. The restoration project was funded by an online campaign with Luka Doncic donating the entire $5,000 needed. Well, he's got another $5,000, so let's see if he runs it back.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We all know how dominant the dynamic duo of Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl are, as the Edmonton Oilers have two of the top five players in the league. And that was on full display last night as Draisaitl scored the first goal of the game and the overtime winner, and McDavid assisted on the game tying and winning goals. The Oilers struck first, and if they really want to send the message that this team is different than last year's squad who lost to the Florida Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final, then they'll take a commanding 2-0 series lead tomorrow night. I'm Zach Gelb.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. he knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a warning about beef. May be contaminated. Some serious stuff that I want to pass on to you. Lisa LaSera has more on this potentially dangerous story.
The USDA says ground beef sold at Whole Foods stores across the country may be contaminated with E. coli. A public health alert issued for one-pound vacuum-packed packages of organic rancher beef produced on May 22nd and May 23rd by NPC Processing Incorporated of Shelburne, Vermont, with use-by dates of June 19th and June 20th. The meat was produced in Australia or Uruguay and processed in the U.S. E. coli can cause infections with symptoms including dehydration, diarrhea, and cramps. Most people recover within a week, but some people can become severely ill. So far, no illnesses have been reported. The USDA says anyone who has the ground beef should throw it out or return it to the store. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
And Wegovy use is rising among U.S. teens as the obesity crisis worsens. According to data shared with Reuters, more teens are increasingly turning to the weight loss drug as families and their doctors gain confidence in its use for younger demographics. Data found the average rate of teens beginning treatment with the highly effective Novo Nordisk drug grew 50% last year to 14.8 prescriptions per 100,000 adolescents.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. There is a possible new treatment for autism that helps with language skills. Jonathan Serry has more information.
As with many autism patients, Oren has trouble absorbing folic acid, which is essential for brain development. Child neurologist Dr. Richard Fry has been testing the generic drug leucovorin as a way of helping the nutrient get through to the brain and says many patients see significant improvements in their language skills. It's been on the market so long, it's inexpensive, giving pharmaceutical companies less incentive to invest in the large clinical trials needed for leucovorin to improve communication in children with autism. Dr. Fry has published his findings in peer-reviewed studies and a book, but he hopes for additional outside research to confirm and expand on what may be a promising treatment for many children with autism.
A Chinese national accused of conspiring to smuggle a toxic fungus into the U.S. made a quick appearance today in federal court. Christian Goodwin was there and has the story.
Yuxin Jian, a 33-year-old scientist and student from China working as a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Michigan, is charged with conspiracy, smuggling, and making false statements. Federal prosecutors say her boyfriend, 34-year-old Zhang Yanglu, also a scientist from China, was caught at Detroit Metro Airport smuggling Fusarium gramarium into the U.S., a pathogen that rots crops and can be used for agricultural terrorism, citing evidence they were given Chinese government funding. He is also charged but was denied entry into the U.S. The University of Michigan says it strongly condemns any actions that seek to cause harm, threaten national security, or undermine its critical public mission. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
645, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price sliding in, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, luckily not much to report on. Let's see, looking at the roads here, we did have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you were traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but the issues in that area, for the most part, have seemingly cleared out. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 77 degrees, that is the low tonight. 40% chance of showers lingering around this evening, bleeding into your Friday, but those should dissipate by Friday night before a little bit more rainfall chances come in for the weekend. Friday's high is going to be 88 with a low of 78.
Okay, parts of the Central Plains are bracing for severe weather while the Northeast sees those temps starting to shoot up. Meteorologist Adam Klotz has your Fox weather forecast.
Scattered thunderstorms are expected across the Central Plains today. Thunderstorms may turn severe from the Dakotas to Oklahoma, bringing large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Flooding is also possible in areas hit by repeated storms. In the South, It remains hot and humid. Afternoon storms will flare out from Texas to the Carolinas. Some could produce heavy rain and frequent lightning, especially along the deep south and the Gulf Coast. The Northeast is experiencing its first significant heat of the season. Temperatures are soaring into the upper 80s and low 90s in cities like New York, Boston, and Philadelphia. Air quality alerts are in effect due to elevated ozone levels and wildfire smoke drifting in from Canada. That same smoke is mixing across areas in the upper Midwest, also lowering air quality. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, the three major averages were lower, losing anywhere from a quarter percentage point to 0.8% due to sharp losses in Tesla shares. Nintendo Switch 2, the successor to one of its most popular consoles, went on sale today, leading to big store openings across the U.S. and reported shortages in some select markets. The original Switch console has sold more than 152 million units and is the second highest selling in the gaming giant's history behind the Nintendo DS. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week jumped to an 8-month high. Government data says initial jobless claims rose by 8,000 up to 247,000. It is the highest tally since last October. U.S. crude oil futures for July sit above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, Amazon announced a major investment to ramp up competition against rivals in the AI world. Carmen Roberts has the story.
Amazon is investing $10 billion to create data centers in North Carolina aimed at expanding its artificial intelligence and cloud computing technology capabilities. The huge expenditure in the Rockingham area is the country's latest move to better compete with rivals Google and Microsoft in the AI space. Amazon says the data centers will create at least 500 high-skilled jobs. It will also be a massive shot in the arm to a region where many textile and apparel jobs dried up a generation ago. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And Procter & Gamble, set to cut 6% of its workforce. The maker of Pampers diapers and Tide detergent will get rid of 7,000 jobs over the next 2 years as it restructures. Executives at a conference in Paris earlier today said this approach is not new, and it's meant to accelerate the company's current strategy. Back in April, P&G said it would raise the price of some of its products, and it was set to make every move it could to offset the impact of tariffs.
The nation's high court sides with Catholic Charities in a religious rights case over unemployment taxes. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The U.S. Supreme Court says a Catholic charity in Wisconsin doesn't have to pay unemployment taxes after the organization accused the state of violating the First Amendment's religious freedom guarantee when it required the Catholic charities to pay the tax while exempting other faith groups. The state of Wisconsin argued the organization doesn't qualify for an exemption, saying its day-to-day work doesn't involve religious teachings. It's one of a set of religious rights cases the high court is considering this term, including religious objections to books in schools. Justices last month blocked public funding for religious charter schools in Oklahoma. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And economic uncertainty is taking a toll on retirement accounts. According to Fidelity Investments, which is the largest provider of 401k plans in the United States, average balances fell 3%, while the average individual retirement account balance fell 4%. The findings come even as savings rates hit a record high in the quarter at a combined 14.3%.
You know, I see that, but it's based on total individual investing.
Right.
You know, because you can say, well, the Dow's down today. Well, you may not have any stocks in the Dow's. I mean, it's a personal type thing. So don't overread this, folks.
Yeah.
Just don't read too much into that. President Trump is calling on Republicans and Democrats to get rid of the federal debt limit. Grady Trimble is on Capitol Hill with more today.
President Trump, he's going to need Congress. And right now, they, of course, are debating the big, beautiful bill, which includes a provision to raise the debt ceiling by $4 trillion. That is a provision that OMB Director Russ Vogt says President Trump still supports. So maybe Congress is going to have to deal with this at another time because the president seems to be prioritizing it. He posted on Truth Social, "I'm very pleased to announce that after all of these years, I agree with Senator Elizabeth Warren on something. The debt limit should be entirely scrapped to prevent an economic catastrophe."
Here's something that's interesting, catching a lot of folks by surprise. Well, it has a lot of economic ramifications about it also. Let me explain to you. President Trump announcing a travel ban to the U.S. for residents from 12 different countries, citing potential security concerns due to deficit screenings and vetting of their citizens. And what I'm talking about, the countries, some of the countries that are affected, Iran, Libya, Yemen, Congo. Here's the thing. A lot of the countries that are in this ban,
yeah.
For instance, Iran, I'll just throw that out there.
Sure.
Well, they've already qualified for the soccer championship, the World Cups, that are going to be played here in the States. So how can you get the team in if there's a ban on them?
That's very true.
And this applies to a lot of the different teams. There's going to be some massaging to this. I can kind of read into that. Here's Senator Marsha Blackburn. She's a senator in Tennessee. She's got some thoughts on this.
These adversarial nations will give them false identities and travel documents and then allow them into the country. And they're here many times to spy and to conduct activity that is not going to be helpful to us.
Yeah, that's just that's an upsetting situation all around, because I see in theory what she's talking about, like things that you have to worry about with just anybody coming in. But it's like, come on, if you're a world superpower and you want the Olympics to come here, this is something that you're going to be proposed with.
I will tell you this: the athletes, they get a buy, for a better word. They get to be able to come into the country,
right?
Not their fans.
Yeah, that's tough. That sucks. Just about, as you said.
That's a big economic hit to the venues putting on these matches.
You're right. It's a big hit, and it is. It's people are going to look at that and say, man, that's really not right. So I'm sure there's going to be massaging, as you said. I hope there is.
And we'll definitely report it on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Speaking of what you're listening to, News Radio 92.3 taking just a two-minute break here. We'll be back with the final check of your roads and weather, and also some pop culture notes to ease you into this beautiful Thursday evening. Once again, right here, just in case you forgot, on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance, Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is a great song, Austin. You've outdone yourself this time.
Yeah, this is John Mellencamp featuring Chris Bryan.
Oh, it's a great track. Okay, 6:55, heads up, Pensacola. Oh, what a great track. Austin Price, not only playing some dynamite music this afternoon.
He's some got, groovy tunes.
On top of it all, he's got to look at the weather and local traffic together.
All right, let's see. One final check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on, luckily.
Amazing man.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Not too much going on here from what I can see. We were dealing with some issues earlier on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, but it's not causing much issues at this time. However, do have some bad news here. If you are traveling eastbound on I-10 towards Pine Forest Road, there was an accident reported there, and it is causing a wave of congestion at this time, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, sitting at around 77 degrees tonight. That's the low for this evening. We got some rain chances that are going to bleed into tomorrow, where the high is going to be 88 and the low is going to be 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, 657, News Radio 92.3. I hate getting ripped off. How about you?
I mean, yeah, who likes that?
Well, let me tell you, Ann and Nancy Wilson are peeved today. Of course, you know, they're from the band Heart.
Yeah.
And their instruments were stolen. And they're offering a reward for their return. Michelle Polino has a story.
Rock band Heart is offering a reward for the safe return of two instruments that were stolen last weekend from a New Jersey venue, just as the band was set to launch It's an Evening with Heart tour. The theft happened at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City. Among the items taken, a custom purple sparkle baritone Telecaster guitar made for Nancy Wilson and a vintage 1966 Gibson EM50 mandolin. Wilson said these instruments are extensions of our musical souls, adding the band just wants their instruments back, no questions asked. Led by sisters Ann and Nancy Wilson, Heart, which came to fame in the late 70s, is known for their hits Magic Man, Crazy on You, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I've got a question.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you would take these to either brag about having them or try to sell them. Now, unless you are very, very, very discreet on doing one of those two things, you're not going to be able to get away with keeping these. So why steal them? It's already become a very public thing. We're talking about it right now.
Psychology 101, ladies and gentlemen. Your instructor today is Austin Price.
Yeah.
Kind of digging into your brain there.
I'm an adjunct. I'm just doing this part-time.
Okay, listen. It's a parental nightmare, and I can actually vouch for this one.
All right.
A kid getting swept away on the luggage conveyor belt at an airport. What a nightmare. I got two kids, and I went through them, and they want to jump on those carriers. You know what I'm talking about, folks.
Kids are stupid.
You've probably been around this as well. Jill Nato. Reports it really did happen, and it had police jumping into action.
A 2-year-old boy was swept away by the conveyor belt at the JetBlue ticketing counter at Newark Liberty International Airport. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey told Fox the child fell down a chute to the lower level and into a checked baggage room. That's when Port Authority police officers actually got onto the conveyor belt and followed him, reaching him just as he was headed to an X-ray machine. The Port Authority Police Benevolent Association says the officers went in without hesitation. The boy and the cops were not injured. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, just laying this out there for you. If you're wondering about that tropical weather system that was moving up the east coast of country, South Carolina, North Carolina, up into the Virginias, it's going to move inland. So it's not going to develop into anything. Mm. So, that's the really good news, because those folks up in, especially North Carolina, do not need another storm. That's for sure. Hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks a lot for giving us your time. We do appreciate it. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great evening.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.